Before you begin, you should verify that all the requirements are in place. First, USAC must have issued an FCDL with a positive commitment. Second, the applicant must have certified an FCC Form 486. Next, the service provider must have certified a SPAC form for the funding year for each service provider identification number featured on the FRN. Additionally, the applicant and service provider should have the discussion about the choice of invoice method. Remember that this choice is specific to an FRN. The applicant can choose to use the bare method on some FRNs and the SPI method on others. Next, use your copy of the FCDL to determine the applicant's approved discount rate. The service is approved on the FCC Form 471, the SPIN featured on the FRN, and other information necessary to file an invoice. And finally, if a post-commitment change has occurred, for example, a granted appeal, a SPIN change, or a service substitution, check your copy of the revised FCDL or RFCDL for any changes to information for your FRNs.